Archers for week commencing Sunday, 20 January 2002.
What does the future hold for Mike, and will his van live to see it?
Come on, you stupid thing! Oh, gotcha!
Hello? Oh, what's the matter?
Damn it!
Mike?
Oh, bang me head. What are you doing here?
I live here.
But why aren't you at the shop?
It's half past one.
Is it? Oh, heck. Wasted half the morning on this.
What's wrong with it?
It's losing oil, isn't it?
Well, will it be all right for this evening? Only we've got to get all the stuff for Brenda's party up to the bull.
Oh, I'll have it fixed, boy, then. Better add, otherwise be no milk delivered tomorrow.
About time we had a new van.
God, tell me about it.
Well, maybe now's the time.
I don't think so.
I mean, we have got a bit put by, haven't we, from all the work you've been doing?
Well, it ain't going to last, though, is it?
What?
The work. Nearly finished up at Grange Farm.
Yeah, but there's the forestry work at Lower Loxley.
Oh, yeah, and then what?
Well, things will pick up come the spring.
I'll be back where I was last summer.
There's something will come up.
You say that, but so many farmers gone out of business, there's less and less casual work around.
I know.
And more of us trying to get our hands on what little there is.
Well, Neil was saying exactly the same thing.
Yeah, well, he would, wouldn't he? He was mirroring the same boat. At least he's got his pigs.
And you've still got the milk round and Tony's veg boxes.
Don't talk to me about them veg boxes.
Yeah, I know, I know.
No, I've got to branch out, Betty. Stop relying on casual work. Find myself something a bit more, I don't know...
Permanent?
Well, something that lasts longer than a week or two.
Yeah, like what?
Well, that is a million-pound question, isn't it? I mean, what is there out there for the likes of me?
Seafood risotto with roasted vegetables.
Mmm, I can taste it still.
Then we went for a walk and got hopelessly lost.
Oh, can't believe it was only a week ago.
Yes, I know.
Best birthday ever. Or should I say, best birthday yet?
You're going to expect foreign trips every year now, aren't you?
Oh, well, you've set a precedent. Paris last year, Venice this. Oh, and, talking of birthdays, I've said I'll take Kathy out next Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Is that all she's doing?
What?
Well, I mean, it's not very special, is it? Just going out with you.
Oh, thanks very much.
No, I mean...
Oh, not like being whisked off to Venice, I grant you, but when you're a single mum...
Yeah. Still, maybe this will be a lucky year. Maybe Mr. Wright will come along.
Not very likely, is it?
I'm surprised she's even interested. I mean, after two failed marriages...
Not her fault.
No. You wouldn't think she'd have much faith left in men.
Anyway, she's not going to find anyone round here, is she?
You reckon?
Ah, name me one single eligible man in Ambridge.
Oliver Sterling?
Oh, come on.
Well, he's not married.
It's pretty much spoken for, though. Unless he and Caroline have fallen out again.
And then there's a... Well, Greg?
Huh.
Actually, talking of falling out...
What?
Have they had another row?
What, Greg and Helen?
Only she talked of nothing but this wretched cheese. She was on about it all during lunch.
Only because she wants you to finish off in the dairy.
It's always the same when things aren't going well between her and Greg. She fixates on work.
She's just keen to get started.
Remember how she insisted on opening the shop on August bank holiday?
Yeah, you're imagining things.
It's like she's forgotten how to enjoy herself.
Rubbish! She went clubbing last week, remember? Had a whale of a time, by all accounts.
Yeah, without Greg.
Tony, there is nothing wrong between the two of them. And even if there was... Oh, I just refuse to worry about it anymore. Right, anything more for the dishwasher?
No, I think that's it.
They'll either stay together or they'll split. And nothing you or I can do will make a blind bit of difference. I've learned that.
That's true. Anyway, what about Jean-Paul?
What about him?
As a partner for Kathy.
You are joking.
Or Higgs.
Higgs?
Yeah, well, he's single.
Yes. Ask yourself why.
And then there's always Joe Grundy. Oh,
ghastly thought. Hello. Can I come in?
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. Oh, I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, we're just clearing up washings.
Only Brian's insisted he's got to catch up some work this afternoon. And Alice is staying with a friend, so I wondered if I could take a look at your photos of Venice.
Yes, of course. Come and sit down, I'll take your coat.
I didn't think you were interested.
Whatever gave you that idea?
The singular lack of interest you showed last week.
When?
When I called round Home Farm.
When was that?
You were just heading off at the Health Farm.
Was I? Oh, I don't remember.
How was it?
The Health Farm? Oh, it was absolute bliss. Honestly, Pat, if you're ever feeling a bit tired and frazzled, take yourself off there for a couple of days.
I'll bear it in mind.
Oh, it was just so relaxing. I said to Brian I felt more rested after 3 days there than I usually do after a fortnight's holiday.
It probably cost more than a fortnight's holiday.
Well, it wasn't cheap, I grant you, but then it was a birthday treat.
Well, here are the pictures of my birthday treat.
Brian says it was worth every penny.
Venice.
So who am I to argue?
Worth every penny?
Mm-hmm.
What, to get you out of the way?
Tony!
He says it's made a visible difference, and I look years younger.
He's certainly looking well.
I really should go away more often. Absence obviously makes the heart grow fonder, as far as Brian's concerned. Ooh, well, that is charming.
That's our hotel.
Yeah, and there's Pat in the doorway.
Oh, it's so picturesque.
That was our room. In the front there.
Looking out over the piazza.
Do you know, I've never been to Venice.
Good heavens. You mean we've actually managed to do something that you haven't?
I must have a word with Brian. Persuade him to take me. Now's the time while he's being all sweet and attentive. He whisked me off to dinner at Grey Gables the night I got back, and well, since then it's been breakfast in bed, flowers delivered to the house.
OK, Dad, are you fit? Oh, fancy, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Yes, I'm ready.
Where are you going?
Just out in the dairy.
Stick up the plastic sheets in Helen's cheese room.
Well, do you have to do it now?
Why?
Yes, we do.
Annie, I just thought...
You don't want us crashing round in there while you're working, do you?
Well, no, but, I mean, Jennifer's come over especially to see our photos.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Oh, you can show them to her. You don't need me.
We could do the plastic later.
No, no, come on. Let's get it over with.
OK, coming. See you.
Yeah, see you later, Jennifer.
Oh, yes, bye.
Anyway, that's the view from our hotel window.
Ooh, how lovely.
We were so lucky. And this one, that's the other side.
You're frozen.
Was a bit nippy.
Oh, I would so love to go. Oh, I didn't tell you, did I? Brian's agreed I can go with him next time he goes to Hungary.
How's that?
Yeah, that's better. Now, if you just hold it level along the batten...
Oh, Dad.
Oh, sorry. They're just so fiddly, these special nails.
Do you want me to...
No, don't you move. Right. Just whack a couple in to hold the sheet. And one more. OK, you can let go now.
So, once we get this lot up, it's just the sink.
Yeah, which is supposed to be ready for collection tomorrow. Though when I'm going to find time to plumb it in...
Helen won't leave you in peace until you do.
Yeah, I know. She expects me to drop everything. And she did spend a couple of hours trimming leaks this morning.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, that was the bargain. She helped out with a bit of veg trimming and I'd do her sink and get the Bain-Marie up and running.
Oh, I see. I thought she was just doing it to give Greg a hard time.
What?
Trimming leaks.
Eh?
On a Sunday morning, instead of, you know, staying in bed with him.
I thought there was something up.
Yeah, she's jealous.
Of what?
His ex-wife, who he met up with in France and who turns out to be, you know, really fit. And, of course, Greg comes back with all these photos, and in some of them he's, like, smiling at her. And...
Oh, no.
So, of course, Helen's got it into her head that Greg still fancies her.
Is that what she told you?
Of course not. She's not going to admit she's jealous, is she?
So this is just speculation on your part?
No. According to Kirsty, Helen won't shut up about this... what's-her-name, Michelle. She's obviously got a complete hang-up.
But Greg must realise something's wrong.
Why? He's not exactly Mr. Sensitive, is he?
Isn't he?
He can't be, or he won't put up with
Hi.
Helen.
Hi. Oh, hello.
I've only come to get some cream from the cold store. Betty just called round. I'm doing party food for tomorrow and she's run short.
Jennifer gone yet?
No.
I can't believe she really came round just to look at our photos of Venice.
Why not?
Ah, it's another bit of one-upmanship, isn't it? My holiday was better than your holiday.
Yeah, I think it's more a case of my husband is more romantic than yours.
Eh?
She spent most of the past 20 minutes telling me how wonderful Brian is.
Oh, not much more we can do tonight, is there?
There's still the balloons.
Oh, Lord, I've forgotten about them.
Right, pipe for Roy, lager for Susan, coke for Emma. Who have I forgotten?
Well, just yourself.
Oh, right. Actually, I was wondering...
What?
...if I shouldn't volunteer to do the bar tomorrow.
Why?
Because I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, well, so does Roy. He's worked behind the bar at Grey Gables often enough.
Well, I'd just feel better...
If you could keep an eye on things.
Well...
Oh, yeah. But it would go down well with Brenda having her mum stood in the corner all evening.
Evening.
Oh, hi there.
Hiya.
Well, you're surely not working tonight, Betty?
No, no, we're upstairs getting the room ready for Brenda's party.
Just getting in some drinks for the workers.
And Sid's busy next door, so I'll just...
Get a couple of pints in for these two, Betty, I'll pay.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Yeah, cheers.
Well, feeling generous.
Oh, you are you? This is from a man who spent the afternoon worrying about where the next job is going to come from.
Well, my daughter's about to be 21. Got celebrating you.
Oh, I've told you before, Mike. You can always give me a hand with the vegetables.
Don't talk to me about your blimmin' veg. Had nothing but complaints all week.
About the veg boxes?
Mud.
Oh, honestly.
Too much mud on the carrots and the parsnips.
What do people expect this time of year?
Yeah, the ground's pretty waterlogged.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, proves they're fresh.
Well, would you like to explain that to your customers? Because they don't half give me an earful, some of them. I tell them, don't blame me, I'm just the messenger.
That's £9.65 then, Mike.
Oh, right. Throw in a packet of peanuts and call it a tenner.
Okay.
Do you need a hand upstairs?
There you go, Betty. So I'm going to blow up all them balloons.
Well, I think we're all right, thanks, Tom. But you could carry the tray up for me if you like it. Okay.
I'll be up in a minute, love.
Yeah, well, don't be too long, will you?
Right. Cheers.
Yeah.
So, you're stuck for work, are you?
Well, still got a few weeks left at Lower Loxley, but after that...
That's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. Ain't no future in being a casual farm worker, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But that's all I know how to do. I mean, bit of an old dog to be learning new tricks.
Oh, I don't know.
Though, as Betty says, she never thought she could use a computer. Right old state she were, before they put it in the post office.
Yes, I remember.
But now she's...
So you're thinking of learning IT skills?
You what?
Information technology.
Oh, well, you see, that's the trouble with computers. Got to know the jargon.
No, not really.
Oh, Brenda says I should look up on the internet. Loads of jobs and opportunities there, she says, but, well, I wouldn't know where to start.
Oh, it's not difficult.
Besides, you've only got Roy's old computer. It ain't linked up.
Dad, you've got to go up and have a look.
What?
See how they've decorated for Brenda's party.
Oh, you like it, do you?
It is magic. You wouldn't recognise the place. This is going to be one fantastic party.
Brian would never listen to village gossip, would he?
And she said, fine, it'll be ready Monday morning. So I go up there first thing.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Morning. Anyway, it were a bit chaotic up the surgery.
Well, that's how it tends to be on Monday morning.
Oh, and this young girl on reception.
Oh, she's only been doing the job a couple of weeks.
Well, she couldn't find my prescription anywhere. And then Dr. Hathaway comes out and gives her a right dressing down because he ain't got somebody's notes.
Oh, dear. I'll be with you in a minute, Mr. Aldridge.
That's all right.
Well, which I thought was a bit mean in front of, you know...
Should have been me this
old
morning.
Waiting room.
Swap shifts so I could cover in here for Betty. And she's busy getting ready for tonight.
Oh, the work she's putting into that party.
Which means I've got to work Friday. And Dr. Hathaway's going to be away Friday.
Oh, where's he off to then?
I don't know. Mm. But I hate it when there's a low come in. Anyway, look, that's £12.40, please.
Oh, well, hang on, I've got a load of change.
Well, sorry to have kept you waiting, Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, not at all, Susan. I only want some stamps.
Oh, look, really sorry about Neil.
What?
Well, he said Debbie asked him to work today.
Oh, did she?
And he's taking Emma into Borchester. She's planning on going to college, see.
Oh. Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Brenda. Happy birthday.
Many happy returns.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I was looking for you, actually, Jolene.
You're 21st, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Key of the door and all that.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. And thank you so much for the present, Susan. It is gorgeous.
It fit you all right, does it? Because you can always change
it. No, it's perfect, honestly. Look, I got this necklace from Mum and Dad.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Isn't it?
There's earrings as well, but they're a bit posh. I'll probably wear them tonight. Anyway, I've got my mate from Radio Borsetshire in the car outside, the one who's DJing tonight.
Oh! Oh, and you can't get in the pub.
No, and he wants to get his deck set up.
All right, hang on a sec. Right, there you go, Susan. There's £2.40 there plus a tenner.
Thanks.
Right, come on then.
Do you want me to carry one of those bags?
Oh, sorry, Mum.
Well, I'll get the door for you.
Oh, you're a gent.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
See ya.
Right, that stamps, was it?
A couple of dozen first class, please.
Okay.
So, Dr. Hathaway's going to be away, is he?
End of the week, yeah.
Well, I'd better warn Jenny. She always complains bitterly when she gets a locum.
Oh, she's not the only one. 2 dozen, did you say?
Yes, please.
All the patients hate it when they get a strange doctor. And who do they moan to?
Yes, the receptionist.
Exactly. that's £6.48 then, please.
So how long is he away for?
Oh, I think it's just a long weekend. He deserves a break. He works so hard. Mm. Don't know when he gets to see his wife. I mean, she's away as often as not. Where was it she went last week? Somewhere in Germany, I think.
Really?
I thought there'd at least be some sort of basic timetable.
Well, that's the beauty of it, Dad. You decide what modules you want to do, and then they structure the course to suit you.
But wouldn't you rather go to college full-time?
Not really, no.
Just concentrate on one thing at a time?
But the whole point about catering is it, well, it's all to do with learning how to deal with customers and that. You can't do that sitting in a classroom.
Well, no, I suppose
you... You have to actually do it.
But if you go back to Lower Locksley...
What do you mean, if? I'm going back just as soon as I can. It's so boring being stuck at home all day.
Yeah, I know. But how are they going to feel about you having days off to go into college?
Yeah, fine. Well, it was Kathy who put me onto this, and she thinks it's a great idea.
Yeah, but Kathy's not the boss, is she?
How do you mean?
Well, it's not her business, it's the partner's.
Yeah, but Kathy's in charge of the cafe. Anyway, I'll ring her as soon as we get home.
Afternoon.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, yeah? How are you doing?
Dad just drove me into college. Going to do some MVQs.
You what?
She's getting herself some qualifications.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, come on, love, we'd better
get going. Wish I get our head with interest in a summer like that.
Thought you didn't believe in education.
Keep him off the streets, though, wouldn't it? It's having too much time on his hands that gets him into trouble.
Thought it was stealing cars and driving without
interest. So, is he coming to the party tonight?
Well, you know.
He should. It's going to be wicked.
Oh, well, he's off doing his community service this afternoon. So that I hang around, give him a lift home. Coming to Borchester after a gardening job, but nothing came of it.
Hardly surprising this time of year.
Oh, I know. Well, you live in hope, don't you? What I really want is another little sideline. You know, where somewhat like the turkeys that'll bring in a few quid.
No.
Tide me over till the spring.
I've been meaning to have a word with you about them turkeys.
Not now, Dad. Come on, it's time we were getting home.
Gala Scrabble tournament.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Snell's organising it.
Is she indeed? In aid of the Ambridge Village Hall Jubilee Appeal.
Oh,
that's going ahead, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Are they going to refurbish the toilets and put in a wheelchair ramp and some new lighting?
I hope Her Majesty will appreciate the gesture. So is Linda behind it all?
Oh, no, no. She's just doing the Scrabble evening. There's going to be loads of other fundraisers. You know, jumble sales.
Oh, dear.
A barn dance, fun run, that sort of thing. It's the Village Hall Committee who are organising it all.
Really? I'm slightly amazed they haven't co-opted me. I usually seem to get dragged into these things.
Well, you haven't been around much lately, have you?
Well, that's true.
Where was it you went last week?
Hanover.
And before that, it was Brussels.
That was a while ago.
And you're away again on Friday.
No, I'm not.
Aren't you?
Now, what makes you think that?
Oh, it's just... Well, Dr. Hathaway asked me to arrange a locum.
Ah, that's nothing to do with me.
Oh, look, sorry, I didn't mean
to... No, Tim's having a long weekend with one of his old army chums.
Sorry, none of my business.
Well, I've heard all of his army stories 15 times at least. So, I'm having a quiet weekend at home.
So, will you be going in for the Scrabble tournament?
Oh, well, yes, I think I might.
Hi, Mum. Oh, hello, love. How'd you get on?
Oh, it was great.
Hi, Emma.
Hi. It's perfect, Mum. It's exactly what I want to do.
Oh, Emma's just been into Borchester College.
Oh, really?
Let's see about doing a course.
Thing is, I can only do it if I carry on working. I just go into college one day a week.
So have you talked to Elizabeth?
Not yet. I just phoned Kathy and she's fine about it. But what she said was I should go and see her right away myself.
All right.
So could you give me a lift over Lower Loxley tomorrow?
I forgot about this.
Bought the party?
Yes. I've arranged to meet Oliver for a quiet drink.
Why, well, you stopped noticing after 5 minutes.
Well, you've given our Edwards a lot of gig. That was nice of you.
Well, they're not that bad, to be honest. That's £2, please.
Oh, thanks.
By the way, I've been wondering, how did Jennifer get on at that health bar?
Had a whale of a time, apparently.
Evening.
Oh. I'll let you on.
You've not come to complain about the noise, I hope?
No, of course not.
You'll be the first person this evening who hasn't.
Got to encourage the youngsters, haven't you?
Absolutely. Next generation of customers. So, what can I get you?
Gin and tonic, please.
Oh, let me.
I can pay for my own drink, thank you.
Oh, right.
Buy me one if you like.
So, Jennifer had a good time, did she?
Yes, sir, she says. I think so, anyway.
Seems just what I need.
Oh, you don't want to look younger, do you?
What sort of dark question is that? I never met a woman over the age of 20 who don't want to look younger. That's £2.40, please.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Hey, Johnny.
Excuse me, duty calls.
Well, well, if no one's going to buy me a drink. Reckon I might as well toddle off home.
Good idea.
It's not exactly relaxing in here, is it?
Oh, well.
Bye, baby.
Night.
See you.
What the hell is going on?
What do you mean?
Don't you ever check your mobile? I must have left you half a dozen messages.
Well, yes, I'm sorry.
I couldn't believe it when I saw you strolling in here.
I'm meeting Oliver.
Oh, you've time enough for Oliver, have you? But you can't find a moment to return my calls.
Look, Siobhan, it's been very difficult. Jenny hasn't left me alone.
Oh, yes. Lovely, radiant Jennifer, who no doubt looks years younger.
You're not jealous, are you?
Oh, what is this, Brian? What are you playing at?
What am I playing at?
Are you still mad at me? Because I couldn't get back last week?
Well, I did feel...
Oh, I don't know. What is the matter with people in this village?
Sorry?
Well, there's a bloke down there, lives over at Cleveland's, I think. Don't come in more than once a month and he can make half a lager last all evening.
Says, can I turn the music down?
Blimmin' cheek. I tell you, I'm making more profit out of them youngsters upstairs tonight than I make out of him in a year.
Oh, but you've got to admit, Jolene, it is rather lovely when it stops.
Like banging your head against a brick wall.
Oh, I wonder what's happened. I hope nothing's wrong.
Oh, look, here comes the birthday girl.
Oh, Brenda.
Oh, yeah.
Many happy returns.
Oh, thank you.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And you're always having a problem with the lemonade tap.
Oh, no, it went funny last week. I told Sid to order a new one. Why has it gone quiet?
Hmm? Oh, DJ's taking a break, that's all.
Good party?
Oh, it's brilliant. Have you seen it?
What?
Upstairs. Have they decorated it?
No.
Well, you must come and have a look. It's all done with, like, silver foil. It's like a great big sparkly cake.
It's pretty amazing.
Mum and Dad spent practically all weekend getting it ready.
Yeah, and they had a few helpers.
Oh, I love the outfit.
Oh, thank you.
Very fetching.
Anyway, the lemonade, it's easy to fix. Well, I'll come up, shall I?
Oh, would you mind?
Oh, of course not. Oh, tell you what, though, I'll take up a few leaflets about this week's band.
Well, no point missing a marketing opportunity.
Absolutely. Come on then, Brenda.
See ya.
That's astonishing, isn't it?
What?
The two such unprepossessing people as Mike and Betty Tucker should produce such a lovely daughter.
Oh, that's it, is it?
What?
You decided to trade me in for a younger model.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I'm ridiculous now, am I?
You got a nerve accusing me of playing the field.
What's that supposed to mean?
What exactly did you get up to in Hanover?
You know perfectly well.
Do I?
No, do you need a hand at the stairs?
What are you implying?
Don't be daft.
Oh, hello, Mr. Aldridge.
Evening.
I'm glad I've seen you. I just wanted to apologise.
I'll be seeing you then, though.
Oh, right, yeah. Have a nice time, love.
I will. Mm.
Give me a ring if you want me to come and fetch you home.
Oh, I think I can manage to walk across the green without getting lost.
Well, you be careful. Yes, I'm sorry about today.
What?
Debbie wanted me to work.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Normally I'd jump at the chance, but I had to take Emma into Borchester. Oh, my goodness.
Here we go again.
Well, I was going to stop for a drink, but with this rave going on...
Yes.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Reckon I'll give it a miss.
Well, good night then, Neil.
Yeah, some other time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You were saying?
We can't talk in here, it's too damn public.
Well, I think we need to get a few things clear.
Like what?
Like the fact that my trip to Hanover was purely business.
Really?
Yes, really. How about lunch tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
I'll meet you in the Fox at Edgeley at 12:30.
Don't get any quieter, does it?
I thought you were going home.
Oh, I was. I got halfway there, but then I thought, oh, what the hell. So I come back.
Well, what do you say?
Mine's a point.
Brian?
Yes. Yes, all right.
Will Brian and Siobhan kiss and make up?
Come back.
That was quick. Hello, come on then. That's it. Go on, boy. Off you go.
I thought the rain had stopped, but we haven't even got to the pool before the heavens opened.
Well, the kettle's just boiled. Tea's brewing.
Oh, great. I'll just give Walt a quick run round the green, Kim, home again.
Want an egg?
No, a bit of toast will do me. I met the postman just outside.
Oh, anything interesting?
Big envelope for you. Looks official.
Oh, let me see.
And this looks like the electricity bill.
Oh, good. Awards for all.
What?
It'll be the application form for the lottery grants.
For the village hall?
Yes.
No. You've a meeting tomorrow, haven't you? Village hall committee.
Yes, we have.
Are they coming here?
No, it's at Jack and Peggy's. Now, let's have a look. Yes, this is it.
Lottery grants for local groups, Golden Jubilee programme.
How much money can you get from
Up to 5,000.
Well, you're going to need more than that, aren't you?
Which is why we're having to go in for all this fundraising.
Have you found, what's the name, the hawk?
Eleanor. No, she's still missing.
Oh, what a shame.
Yes.
Is Nigel utterly distraught?
Oh, I think he's more or less resigned to it now.
And you've quite given up hope?
Well, it's been nearly 3 weeks. I shouldn't think there's much chance that she'd turn up now. Oh, more coffee?
No, thanks.
Oh, we'll have another biscuit.
Oh, I better not. I ate myself stupid last week.
What, in Hanover?
Yes. Instead of afternoon tea, they have Café und Kuchen. Mm-hmm. So, mid-afternoon, they'd wheel in like a great sweet trolley with these wonderful cakes. You know, chocolate and nut torte. Fruit flans piled high with cream.
Ooh, yummy.
Mind you, I think it was all a ploy. Christian would always wait till I had a mouthful of cake and say, Trevon, how do you say in English, Überliegende Nockenwähler? Which he knows perfectly well. His English is immaculate.
Who's Christian?
Oh, I've told you about Christian, surely.
No.
Christian Dorfman. Well, I've known him for a while. He's our marketing manager.
Right.
It's rather gorgeous, if I'm honest.
Oh, really?
Hmm. In a Germanic sort of way, you know. About 6'2", blonde hair, blue eyes.
Leather shorts?
Alas, no. Not in the office, anyway. He wore one of those hats, though, when we went out in the evening. You know, little Tyrolean thing with a feather.
Oh, you went out with him?
Well, not just him and me. We all went out.
So what did you do?
Oh, you know, had dinner, sampled the nightlife. Most of which seemed to involve drinking vast quantities of beer and laughing ourselves stupid.
Isn't that what you do in Ireland?
Yes, it did remind me a bit of being back home.
So you had a good time?
Oh, I did. Great fun. I tell you, anyone who thinks Germans have no sense of humour should spend an evening in a beer keller with Christian.
Come in. Oh, Emma.
Sorry, am I too early?
No, you're right on time.
I'm the one who's running late. How was the party last night?
Oh, it was great.
Brenda have a good time?
I think so. She's probably a bit wasted this morning, but...
Only way to be after your 21st. Anyway, I'd better make a move.
Emma only wants to see me for a few minutes, so if you can hang on.
No, I'd best be off. I'm meeting a friend for lunch.
Yes, his name wouldn't be Christian by any chance, would it?
Unfortunately not. Anyway, I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Emma.
Bye.
Well, come and sit down. Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, Cathy said I should come and speak to you.
Oh, yes.
You see, I've been talking to her about, well, about what I'd like to do in the future. And she said that if I want the sort of job that she's got, I really ought to get some qualifications.
And is that what you're aiming for, Cathy's job?
Well, not her job, but, well, a job like that. You know, managing a restaurant or a cafe bar.
I see.
So, Dad took me into Borchester College yesterday to see, well, if I could do some sort of course.
Good, and can you?
Yes, but, well, I'd have to do day release. So I'd keep working, but I'd go to college one day a week, that sort of thing.
You'd keep working?
Yes. I mean, well, if you agreed. That's what I wanted to ask. How you'd feel about...
Well, there's one rather obvious problem.
What?
Well, you're not working, are you?
Not at the moment, no.
And as long as you're walking with the stick?
Well, I'd be a bit useless as a waitress. I know, it's going to be a while yet before my leg's better, but... Well, that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about.
What?
Well, I really, really want to get back to work, so I wondered, is there something else I could do? Or I don't have to be on my feet all the time?
Well...
Like, in the shop, on the till, or in the gallery, even?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, Cathy handles all the work rotors.
Yeah, I know.
But if you like, I'll have a word with her.
Well, I already did.
Oh, did you?
And she says if it's all right with you, she could start fitting me into the schedule from the beginning of March.
Oh, well, you've got it all worked out then, haven't you?
And then I could start college after Easter.
Right.
So, what do you think?
Emma, if it's all right with Cathy, it's fine by me.
Lizzie! They've found her!
Thank you.
Who?
Thank you so much.
Eleanor! Hello, Emma, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Yes, well... Jessica got a call from the Independent Bird Registry.
That's amazing. Where is she?
Nettlebed.
Where?
It's in the Chilterns, near Henley-on-Thames.
That's miles.
We must go and fetch her. Now, come on.
I've just nipped up to Grey Gables. Jack said it'd be all right to use their photocopier.
What for?
All the various documents I have to send off with this application form. Hmm.
Marjorie Antrobus called round while you were out.
Oh, no.
She wouldn't stop. Just came around to drop this off.
What is it?
It's the inspector's report to the district council.
What inspector?
You know, about the planning permission.
Oh, that, at last.
I was just trying to find the bit that relates to Ambridge.
Right. Constitution, last annual accounts, bank statements.
How are you getting on?
Quite well, actually. I've still got to write the bit about how the grant will benefit the community.
I should have thought that was obvious.
Yeah, but it isn't.
The community will have functioning toilets.
It's important to make it clear that it's not just a maintenance thing. Oh, and I need to find an independent referee. Who can I get, do you think? Who do I know that's not family?
Pusher?
Oh, what a good idea.
Professional person, lived in the village for years.
I'll give her a ring this evening.
Ah, got it.
What?
I found the bit that relates to us. Ambridge and Environs. The inspector considered the recommendation, blah, blah, blah. Oh, well.
What?
And concluded that the development site in Ambridge helps meet the requirements of the structure plan.
What does that mean?
It means they've approved it. Development can go ahead.
Oh, no.
Well, it's only what we expected.
I get by with a little help from my friends.
Oh, it's lovely to hear you sing. You've been so quiet this past couple of weeks.
Have I?
Ah, I was getting quite worried.
I really thought she'd gone for good, you know.
So did I.
And you know how it is sometimes. You feel that everything you touch goes wrong.
It wasn't your fault she flew off.
No, I know, but there were a couple of times when I couldn't sleep and I lay there thinking, why did Eleanor go? And I came to the conclusion that she thought I was the most pathetic handler she'd ever come across.
That's just silly.
Of course it's silly. But it's the kind of thing you think of 4 o'clock in the morning, isn't it?
Anyway, she's back now.
Are you all right back there, Eleanor?
She's fine. Sleeping, I think.
It's a lovely evening, isn't it?
For a change. I think we should celebrate.
We will, as soon as we get home.
I think we'll get out the champagne.
Absolutely. Toast Eleanor's return.
And, afterwards...
Elizabeth Pargeter, you brazen hussy.
Siobhan?
George, what are you doing out in this?
Oh, we're just giving the dog a quick run and I saw you getting out of your car.
Oh, not much passes you by, does it, George? Window, Walt?
No, down, boys, down.
Listen, you're soaked. Will you come inside?
No, I mustn't stop. I just wanted to tell you I got the planning report this afternoon.
Oh, about time.
It's been a long time coming.
And what does it say?
Well, they've agreed it.
Oh, no.
That's what we expected, isn't it?
Yeah, but you live in hope, don't you? How bad is it?
Well, it's not specific. It's just a general recommendation.
So it could be 2 houses or 200.
I haven't read the whole thing. It's about this thick. Any road, we've got a parish council meeting next week.
Evening.
Brian, what on earth are you doing here?
Good question.
Oh, it's about that translator, Siobhan, the one that does the Hungarian.
Klaus?
Yeah, I seem to have lost his phone number.
Really?
So I wondered if you could let me have it.
Well, I'd better be off. I'll see you at the parish council.
Yes, if not before. We'll need to discuss how we're going to respond.
Aye, we do. Come on, Walt. Come on, homeboy.
Bye-bye. See you.
See you, George.
Ta-da.
Are you going to invite me in?
No.
Well, we can't just stand on the doorstep.
We can.
Look, I'm sorry about lunchtime.
Oh, you are you?
But Jenny invited Jack and Peggy round for lunch and I simply couldn't get away.
Oh, yes. And you couldn't even slip out for a half a minute to ring me.
I did ring you.
At 1:10. Brian, I have better things to do with my time than sit on my own in a strange pub for 40 minutes.
I'm flattered that you waited that long.
I thought you might have had an accident. I was imagining all kinds of things.
Well, now you know how I felt.
When?
Last week.
What?
When you didn't come back from Hanover.
You did it deliberately, didn't you?
What?
You stood me up.
I told you, Jenny, asked.
You didn't phone me because you wanted to get your own back. You wanted me to be sat there on my own.
Well, I'm very sorry.
That is so pathetic and
I know.
Childish.
I know, I'm sorry. But you've got to understand.
What?
I was devastated when you didn't come back last week. I was so miserable. And the thought of you living it up in Hanover...
It was work.
All those other men.
They are business colleagues.
I was just jealous.
Well...
Get over it. Now, I'm going indoors.
No, 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 Siobhan, wait. I'm sorry.
Brian, I thought we had a nice relationship. I thought it was fun. I thought we were going to be open and honest with each other. But ever since I've got back, you've been... God, it's worse than being married.
I'm sorry.
So you keep saying.
Forgive me.
I'm not sure I want to.
Please.
I'll have to think about it. I'll ring you. Now, go away, please.
Village Hall Committee has gained a new member.
Wonderful to see you.
I'm rather surprised to find myself here. When Oliver first asked me, I said no.
You did. You were very firm.
Yeah, not firm enough, obviously. It was exactly the same with the Hunt Ball.
That was a tremendous success, by all accounts.
It went extremely well, and all thanks to Caroline.
There you are. Help yourselves to cream and sugar.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Andy's dragging me off to Hungary in a couple of weeks.
Hungary?
Oh, is this Brian's project? Yeah, well, he's one of a consortium, yes. The old collective farm? Mm. Oh. I'm taking along this time, and I thought Caroline might appreciate a couple of days in Budapest.
I can't spare the time, of course.
But I persuaded her. Good. You deserve a break.
Now, I'll put the biscuits here, and there's plenty more coffee in the pot.
Oh, Peggy, you'd know this. When did the village hall open?
Oh, goodness. When did the school close? 1980?
That's what I said, but Phil reckons 76.
Oh, Christine will know.
No, it was Chris who asked.
Oh.
She was filling in the form for the lottery grant.
Oh, has she started that already?
Yes, she got the form yesterday.
Excellent.
But there was a bit of bad news as well. Not about this, but George got a copy of the planning report, and that bit of land near us has been approved for development.
Oh, no.
So, does this mean that plan for 30-odd houses?
No, no. It just gives general consent for some development.
So it could just be half a dozen houses?
Well, it could be 100.
Oh, don't say that. It's right by my gate.
It's almost at the end of our garden.
Well, I'd better leave you to it. Help yourselves to more coffee.
Oh, before you go, Peggy.
What?
One of the things we need to decide today is who's going to organise the jumble sale.
And you're going to volunteer me, are you, Jack?
No. I just wanted to ask if you might be interested.
I can hardly say no in front of all these people. Oh, we'll quite understand if you do, Mrs. Woolley.
No, all right, I'll do it.
Oh, thank you, Peggy. So how is this Scrabble tournament coming along?
Slowly.
Well, Linda's working very hard on it. Usually when she should be doing something else.
Oh, dear.
She said she was having difficulty getting enough Scrabble sets together.
Mm. I'm more worried about the ticket sales. They're really not going very well.
Is it a bit short notice?
I think that might be the problem.
How about an ad in the Echo?
It'll be in on Thursday, but I think word of mouth's the best tactic now.
Ah, that'll be Chris.
Hi!
Hang on a minute.
You don't have to stop for me.
I thought you might need a hand.
It's only a few bags of shopping.
Yeah, which probably weigh half a ton.
A bit late to be scraping the yard, isn't it?
Right, it was raining earlier.
You're getting soft in your old age.
Yeah.
There was a time when you'd scrape that yard in a force 10 gale or a blizzard.
Yeah, when I was young and foolish. Anyway, I had a couple of things to do in the office. And then the phone wouldn't stop ringing.
Anyone interesting?
Oh, not really. It was Debbie wanting to come over and take a look at the crops.
And they've finished lambing, have they?
Oh, more or less. Oh, and she said she'd sent off the application for that grant.
What grant?
For the Hassett Hills lamb.
Oh, the marketing and enterprise thing.
Yeah.
How soon will you get to hear about that?
Well, it could take a while. I was sort of hoping we'd get it in time for the relaunch, but I don't think it's likely.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Oh, and then Elizabeth rang.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, she's coming over this afternoon.
And don't tell me she's seen the light.
What light?
Owen's going to make his famous hot pot from Hassett Hills lamb.
No, she's not going to budge on that one, I'm afraid.
So why is she coming over?
She wants to see Mum and Dad.
Oh, why can't she go to Glebe Cottage?
Well, I think that this is the only window she could find in her busy schedule. Mum and Dad are coming here for tea.
It's Pip's piano lesson.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, lucky I stocked up on chocolate biscuits. Oh, damn it!
Yeah, and it's lucky I scraped this bit of yard.
I don't know. Carrier bags these days, they've got no strength.
Yeah, well, if you will stuff 2 dozen cans of beans into one bag...
I did not.
How on earth do you carry this lot to the car?
I haven't muscle strength in my arms just because I'm pregnant.
Ooh, I wouldn't dare to suggest such a thing.
Anyway, I had a trolley.
Ah.
No, it's only my legs that are suffering.
Well, you know what you should do?
I know. Put my feet up.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, actually.
Makes a change.
I was going to say, try the maternity tights.
Oh, Not the tights.
Well, why did you buy the things if you're not going to wear them?
About the dinner dance, I'll give you a call when I've looked at the bookings. We can't do much until we fix the date. Here's your coat, Oliver.
Oh, thanks.
You're looking worried, Mr. Woolley.
Well, I'm just a bit concerned. Is fancy dress really such a good idea?
Well, why not?
Good fun, fancy dress.
Yeah, but if people are paying £60 a ticket, then they have to hire fancy dress on top of that. Well, it's going to be quite expensive, isn't it?
It's all in a good cause.
But are there enough people in the village prepared to shell out that sort of money?
Oh, yes. I just look at the BMWs parked down Gleeblum.
It will exclude a lot of people. I mean, people like the Tuckers and...
I can't imagine Mike Tucker would want to come to a formal dinner dance.
Well, maybe not,
look,
but...
I really must go.
Well, let me help you with the coat.
Oh, thanks. And there's always the barn dance.
Yes. We'll pitch the tickets for that fairly low, so our less well-heeled neighbours can all join in.
Thanks for the coffee, Mrs. Willie. My pleasure.
Yeah, and the biscuits.
Bye.
Bye.
See you soon, Jack.
Bye.
Bye, Peggy.
Bye. Well, that all seemed to go very well.
Yes, I suppose so.
What's the matter?
I can't help worrying.
What about?
Well, tickets are not selling for the Scrabble tournament.
They will. There's over a week to go yet.
And I suddenly thought, well, it seems to get harder and harder to persuade people to part with their money.
Oh, that's the age we live in, I'm afraid.
And I had a horrible vision of us organising all these events and nobody turning up.
They always do in the end.
And I thought, I've got plenty of money. Why don't I just pay for it myself?
What?
I could easily afford it.
So could I, Jack. But don't you think it's important that the village does these things for itself?
Well...
So that people feel they have a stake in the community. Otherwise, they'll retreat behind their own front doors and, well, the heart will go out of the place.
Do you think so?
If you want to give some money away, there are plenty of other worthy causes.
Oh, yes, I know.
In fact, I've been giving it a bit of thought myself.
What?
Well, what I'd like to do is to see my three children enjoy a little windfall.
Oh?
I mean, I was thinking about how kind Jennifer was to Lillian throughout her stay.
She was. She was very patient with her.
And Jennifer's had such a difficult year, with Kate leaving and everything.
Yeah.
And I thought how much I'd like to do something for her. Only it's a bit difficult with Jennifer.
She's not really lacking for anything, is she?
No. But if I gave her a sum of money to spend on something really special, just for herself.
But if you do that for Jennifer, won't you have to do it for Tony too?
Of course, and for Lillian. They'll only squabble otherwise.
They will.
The point is, Jack, they'll get it anyway when I die. This way, I'll have the pleasure of watching them spend it.
So, how much were you thinking of giving them?
I thought I'd start with 5,000 each. A toe in the water, if you like. A little something just to spend on themselves.
She was spotted by a member of the public who phoned the police.
Good heavens.
And they got in touch with the local Falconer, and it was this chap who called the IBR. And then, of course, they phoned Jessica.
That's amazing. I would have thought that once a bird was out in the wild, that'd be it.
Well, you can always spot a trained hawk because of the Jesses.
Ruth, where do you keep the jam these days?
Oh, I'll get it for you.
No, no, you stay there.
Oh, sorry.
Feet up.
I keep forgetting. Should be in the end cupboard.
Right.
Luckily, there was nothing much happening yesterday, so we jumped straight in the car.
What about the children?
With Hayley. Took us about 2.5 hours to drive there. Oh, and on the way down, we passed this shopping village.
Shopping village?
Yeah, where you can buy all these designer clothes at knockdown prices.
Oh, I thought that was a new outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Look, £120. What do you think?
Ooh. Not what I call a knockdown price.
Oh, a suit like this would normally retail at what? Over 400.
I do like those long jackets.
Yes. Very flattering if you haven't got the smallest bum in the world.
What wouldn't I give to be able to wear something like that?
I thought you despised designer clothes.
It'd just be nice to slip into something well cut with a bit of style to it. Instead of stuffing me lumpy body into maternity tights.
Oh, have you got some?
I bought a pair, yeah. But I haven't quite got round to putting them on yet.
Well, that's not going to do much good.
I know. Because I've always had a problem with tights. I only have to look at them and they ladder.
Ah, David.
Hello.
Afternoon.
Hi, Elizabeth.
She's nearly ready.
Nigel got two beautiful shirts and a pair of shoes. Honestly, it's worth a special trip.
What's this?
Elizabeth and Nigel have got new clothes.
Oh.
What do you think of the suit?
Very flash. Has anyone seen my slippers?
Aren't they there?
No.
Oh, I think Josh had them.
No,
Ruth.
Don't get up. I'm sorry.
I keep forgetting.
Don't worry, I'll find them.
I think they're probably in the toy box.
All right. So, Nigel got his hawk back all right then?
Yeah, safe and sound. Great relief, I can tell you.
Ah, it seems that Josh has decided my slippers are the perfect place for storing bits of Lego.
How's the nursery coming along?
Oh.
Don't ask.
Isn't it done yet?
Not entirely, no.
Oh, well, you better get a move on.
Well, I thought if I was going to do it, I'd better do it properly, so I started to strip off the wallpaper.
Oh, dear, I don't think that was very wise.
No.
I remember we papered that room to cover up the plaster, which was a bit ropey.
I wish you'd told me that a bit sooner, Mum.
Sorry, I just never thought you'd be that thorough.
Oh, thanks very much.
So, what are you going to call this baby?
Oh, we haven't quite decided. I really like Chloe for a girl.
Nah, it's a cow's name, Chloe.
But David's not keen.
I rather like Hannah.
Hmm, that's nice.
Yeah, but what will we call her for short? Han.
And if it's a boy?
Jack.
Trouble is, every other kid is called Jack these days.
No, Jack or George. Good manly name, George.
Oh, that reminds me. George has got the report on the planning application. And they've given the go-ahead for that land near us.
Have they?
Well, we thought they probably would.
I was surprised Siobhan didn't mention that.
Siobhan?
Yeah, she's been really involved in that whole planning thing.
Oh, no tea bags.
Oh, I bought a new box.
No,
Ruth! Down!
Feet up!
Oh, right.
She's incorrigible, isn't she?
Absolutely.
Oh, in the bottom cupboard on the left.
Right. Sorry, Elizabeth, you were saying?
Oh, just that Siobhan came over yesterday to tell me all about her trip to Hanover. Quite a beano by the sound of things.
Oh, she's quite a one for European connections, isn't she?
I think his name's Christian.
What?
The European connection.
Oh.
She was telling me all about him. 6'2", eyes of blue.
I thought it was just a business trip.
Didn't we all?
Really, you shouldn't spread gossip.
I'm only repeating what she told me.
I don't believe it for a moment. She's a happily married woman.
Well, if you say so, Mum.
She is a wee lot.
Yeah, and there was all that gossip about Kim and Janet.
That's all it was, village gossip. And I don't want to hear another word about it.
What's up with you?
What are you doing up and about at this hour?
Waiting for Mike Tucker.
He what?
I want a word.
Mm. You don't know where Edward is, I suppose.
He?
Didn't come home last night.
Yeah, he probably went back home with Jezzer.
Yeah, I suppose. But she's phone, though. Clary does her nut if she don't know where
Edward is. There he is.
Hey,
hang on a minute, Mike Tucker. Don't go rushing off.
Oh, morning, Joe.
Here, come here. I want a word with you.
What about?
Come inside a minute.
Right, bring the milk in, will you?
Here, go on. Through to the kitchen. Eddie's just making a cup of tea.
Yeah, well, I can't stop running late as it is.
Morning.
All right, Eddie. Here you are. What's this all about?
Search, mate. Sit yourself down.
Huh? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
I've been talking to that lass of yours.
What, Brenda?
She told me you was looking for a new job.
Oh, she did, didn't she?
And now she was trying to persuade you to look on the internet.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Oh, no, there we go.
Just been on at me all week. Why don't I expand my horizons, think big, go for something completely different?
Well,
to be honest with you, Joe, I don't have much faith in this internet lad.
That's because you never tried it. Now, I've had a word with Robert Snell, explained your situation.
What situation?
And he said, fine, said I could bring you over Amberjaw any time and pass on my expertise.
You what?
Didn't know Dad was a nethead, did you?
Come on, stretch, you stupid things.
Ruth?
Oh, no.
Are you still upstairs?
I'll be down in a minute.
I need to find a clean pair of jeans.
Oh.
Well, are you up yet?
I must have dozed off again.
Look at the state of me.
What happened?
One of the cows peed on me and my overalls weren't done up properly.
Oh, dear.
Soaked to the skin.
You'd better go and have a shower.
Nah, I'll wait till after breakfast. You all right?
Yeah, fine. Look, will you go and make sure the kids are up?
Changing my trousers, can't you do it?
Well, it's just... Josh takes more notice of you.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What's going on under that duvet?
Oh, no, Debbie, get off! Oh, I knew you'd do that.
What do you look like?
Well, I thought
Actually, don't just give them a try.
They're quite right, too.
Shut up.
No point in buying maternity tights if you don't wear them.
Oh, trouble is, they're so strongly elasticated, I can't get them up.
Do you want a hand?
No, no, I think I can't. There, done it. Oh, what's so funny now?
You look like that wrestler. What's his name?
Giant Hairstex.
No, the one who always wore tights. Jackie Palo. You're the spitting image of Jackie Palo.
So what you has is a search engine.
What's that then?
Well, it's like an engine. What searches?
Oh, right.
And then you got your hyperlinks.
Hyperlinks?
You go to the website and you got this little hand, see? With a pointy finger.
Hey?
And you goes click. And there you are.
Where?
Somewhere completely different.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, you lost me.
And that's when you discover all sorts of fascinating things you never knew, like... How do you tell the age of a fish?
You what?
You don't know, do you?
Oh, go on, then. How do you tell the age of a fish?
Count the rings on its scales.
Really?
But it has rings on its scales, just like a tree has rings on its trunk.
Yeah. Now, are we going to stand here all day, or shall I ring the bell?
Yeah, I found that on the internet. Well, go on, then. Fascinating facts about fish.
Well, I don't know. I've managed all these years without knowing that.
And cockroaches.
Oh, hello.
Amazing things, cockroaches. How do you do, Mrs.?
Morning.
Your old man's expecting us.
Well, if you're referring to Robert, no, he isn't. He's gone out.
Oh, well, he said we could use the computer.
I'm sorry, but...
Oh, come on. You know he don't mind. I've done it often enough before.
Yes, but now is not a convenient time, Joe. Robert won't be back until this afternoon, and I have to go out.
Yeah, well, you carry on. We'll be all right on our own.
Don't push past me like that, Joe.
I'm sure your husband won't mind. He told me I could pop in anytime.
But where do you think you're going?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Snell, but I better keep an eye on him.
Well, really?
How are you doing?
Fine.
And how are the tights?
David, if you make one more crack about these wretched tights...
Sorry.
I'll start reminding you about the nursery.
I don't need reminding. I will get it done.
You've been saying that for the past 3 months.
I know. I thought it was going to be an easy job. You know, strip off the paper, whack on a couple of coats of emulsion. But you've seen the state of the plaster.
So our baby is going to sleep where exactly?
Well, he'll be in with us for the first few months, won't he? Or she.
So you reckon you've got till what? June?
No, I'll get it done before then. So you don't have to nag me.
Right.
And no more jokes about tights.
Oh, I tell you something. When I get indoors, they're coming straight off. It's like wearing a blue corset under my overalls.
Oh, dear.
You know what a struggle I have getting them on?
Yeah.
Well, it's just as bad getting them off. Every time I want to go to the loo, which is quite often these days, I have to...
Hello? Anybody there?
In here.
You have to what?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, there you are. Both of you. Excellent.
Morning, Linda.
Oh, what can we do for you? Well, I'm looking for contestants for our Grand Scrabble tournament, which is happening next Thursday evening.
I'm not a great one for Scrabble, to be honest.
We gave it up, didn't we, love? Found it led to unacceptable levels of domestic violence.
I beg your pardon?
I remember a particularly vicious argument about whether Wembley was a real word.
Oh, I remember that.
As in, I'm feeling a little Wembley today.
Why we don't play anymore.
Or whether it's just a place in London where they play football.
Because David is an incorrigible cheat.
Yeah, and Ruth got so cross about the whole thing that she threw the board at the wall.
Excuse me?
And we've never played since.
Well, maybe
it was you who threw the board at the wall.
Me?
Perhaps it would be better if
I wouldn't do a thing like that.
You have a remarkably selective memory.
So, you see, Linda, we decided for the sake of marital harmony that total abstinence was the only solution. So we've given up Scrabble completely.
I see. Well, perhaps it's best to let sleepy gods lie.
Absolutely.
But could I possibly borrow your Scrabble set?
I'm afraid the board's a bit bent.
Yes. Well, never mind. If you change your mind, let me know.
Oh, we will.
Goodbye, then.
Bye.
She must think we're completely boring.
Well, if it gets us out of our scrabble.
Couldn't find no proper tea, only that lapse in watching.
What, stuff that smells of kippers?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. I put plenty of sugar in, though. Try and disguise the taste for a feeling nice tin of biscuits. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, hey, they look nice. Yeah. Oh, sounds lovely.
Yeah, well, you found anything then?
Well, plenty of jobs for horticulturists. Mm-hmm. They're all in Florida.
Oh, well, that's all right then, isn't it? Nice weather in Florida.
Hey, and would you believe it? An opening for an herdsman in Arizona.
Herdsman?
What you or I would call a cowboy.
Yeah, I knew Eddie'd fancy that.
I don't recall ever having seen Eddie on a horse.
Well, that's easily learnt, isn't it? Horseback riding.
What else did I find? Oh, yeah, shepherds in New Zealand. Mm.
Yeah, these biscuits is tasty, isn't it?
So, lots of interesting stuff, but none of it exactly local. Disappointed not to have turned up any porn. It's supposed to be 90% porn, isn't it, the internet?
Ah, well, I remember when I was looking into breeds of poultry for your Betty.
Hey, pass us another biscuit, will you?
I turned up a site called, something about chicks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and there was all these nubile young things without much clothes on.
Go on, then, show us.
Well, better than that. Did you know there was a lap dancing club opening in Felpershire?
Oh, you remember reading about that in the Echo. Caused one hell of a stink, didn't it?
Well, they got a website.
They never.
Hey, one of the best ones I've seen. Here, let's see if I can find it.
Hey, careful, don't get crumbs on the keyboard.
Hey, you see?
Huh?
Website found.
Wow.
You know, it takes a bit of time to download this one. On account of it being so, so graphic, see? Yeah. Here, where'll I put the biscuit?
Yeah, I think you finished it. Here, have another.
Ah, ta.
Oh, my Lord.
It's there. Oh. What do you reckon of that, mate?
That's what she thinks he's doing.
That's Mrs. Snell. Quick, close it down. Well, I'm going into it. Don't seem to want it.
Right of it.
I can't. It seems to be stuck in it. No, it won't burn.
Quick, shove over.
You're still here?
Yeah, it's been a really useful morning.
You're sitting on my hair.
Sorry. Yeah, it's been very interesting.
Why are you sitting with your back to the screen?
Oh, we was just taking a break.
Are we helping ourselves to a cup of tea? I hope you don't mind.
No, of course not. Oh, no. How could you?
What?
Where did you find that?
Oh, I just sort of stumbled on it by accident.
Well, you know how it is on the net.
That was my Christmas present from Justin and Coriander.
Eh?
What?
A tin of biscuits. I was saving them for special occasions.
If you could just give me a hand.
Sure, no problem.
Only Helen's been nagging me all week to get this sink plumbed in. And I just need someone to hold the brackets for me.
Well, like this?
Yeah, that's great.
So, I hear Pat's taking Cathy out for her birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She asked Clary to babysit.
Okay, you can let go now.
Yeah, it's about time she found herself a bloke, innit?
Who, Cathy?
Yeah.
Well, it's not easy, is it? Woman of her age. Pat and I were trying to think who we could set her up with, but there's no one.
You don't know what you mean. I tell you, it's fancy-free. Fat Paul.
No.
Why not? I mean, Fat Paul loves his grub, right? And Cathy's a good cook.
Well, yeah.
There you are, then. Match made in heaven. Now,
I think Cathy might balk at the tattoos.
Well, what them tattoos?
Right, if you can hold the other one.
There?
Yeah, perfect.
Your Helen's still stuck on Greg Turner, is she?
Oh, don't ask.
What?
Well, something's not right at the moment. I don't know what it is. Okay, you can let go. Tom has this theory that she's jealous of Greg's ex-wife.
Right.
But Helen insists everything's hunky-dory. All she'll talk about is blooming cheese and when am I going to get her Ban Maria up and running?
Right, little live enterprise bridge farming. Oh, I wish I could think of summer.
What?
I mean, oh, we do so well out the turkeys every year. What I need is another little earner like that.
Ever thought of rabbits?
Rabbits?
There was an article in one of the farming papers last week. Reckoned farmed rabbit was the coming thing.
Oh, really? Oh, Dad did that one.
Apparently it's dead easy.
But is there a market nowadays?
Well, yeah, according to this article. I'll dig it out for you if you like.
Yeah, wouldn't mind having a look. Rabbit farming, eh? Might be worth another go.
What are the chances of Brian being persuaded to play Scrabble?
Tickets aren't selling as well as we'd hoped.
It's Alice you should be talking to. She always wins hands down.
I bet you're pretty good too.
Well...
You've always had such a way with words.
Next Thursday, you say?
Yes.
I don't think I'm doing anything else.
So you'll come?
All right, then.
Oh, good.
Oh, you stupid creature, get in there.
What about Brian?
Oh, you can always ask. To be honest, Jack, chances of Brian sitting down to play Scrabble with Linda Snell are, well, remote.
Oh.
You say there's going to be a dinner dance at Grey Gables.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure I can persuade him along to that.
Fancy dress?
That might be a problem.
Oh, dear.
Come on, move yourself, you stupid...
He's not very keen on dressing up. Don't worry, though. I'll work on him.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
Morning, Jack.
Oh, hello. I was just admiring your shepherding skills.
Oh, God, I've very little skill with sheep, I'm afraid, and not my favourite creatures.
Where's Debbie this morning?
She's gone over to Brookfield. She wanted to take a look at their crops.
Well, I'd better be off. And thanks for volunteering, Jennifer.
What have you volunteered for?
To play Scrabble for the village hall.
You mean if you win, they give you the hall?
No, of course not.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, lunchtime.
What? Oh, yes, of course. See you in a couple of hours, then.
All right. Bye, Jack.
Bye.
Lunchtime? What's happening at lunchtime?
We're going over to the lodge.
Since when?
Oh, you haven't forgotten, have you?
No, I haven't forgotten. You never told me.
But you were there on Tuesday.
Where?
Here. When Mum and Jack came to lunch, she said she'd invited the Goodmans over.
The Goodmans?
And why didn't we come as well and make a bit of an occasion of it?
It's the first I've heard of it.
No, darling.
Yes, it is. You must have discussed it with your mother in the kitchen or something.
No.
Because you certainly didn't mention it in front of me.
Yes, we did.
You didn't?
Look, I distinctly remember Mum telling us how Sir Sidney's family on his mother's side originally came from Hungary.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, you said how interesting.
Did I?
Yes, because of your involvement in Hungary.
Well, I can't remember.
For once, you'd have something to talk about with Sir Sidney.
The fact that the old goat may have some Magyar blood in his veins has no bearing on farming opportunities in Hungary.
But you will be polite to him, won't you?
No.
But Brian...
Because I'm not going.
You can't back out now.
I'm not backing out. I never agreed in the first place. I'm sure I didn't.
I promised Mum.
Well, tough. I'm not going, and that's all there is to it.
And what have you got in the way of ice cream?
I'm not sure. You'll have to look in the freezer.
Okay.
Not a lot of call for ice cream this time of year.
Look, vanilla, strawberry... Oh, chocolate chip. Got to be the chocolate chip, hasn't it?
Morning, Betty.
Hello.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, Siobhan. Sorry, I didn't... I just wanted a word with Betty.
Oh, that's right. You carry on.
The thing is, Betty, I've come to a decision.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to stock videos and DVDs.
Oh, good.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
But I thought you'd dismissed the idea.
No.
Last week, when Hayley first suggested it.
I was doubtful at first, I admit. But I've since discovered the market potential.
But, Mr. Woolley...
I know you're concerned that it'll mean extra work.
Well, of course I am. And where on earth are we going to put the things?
Well, you're not to worry about that. I'll have a word with Jason.
Jason?
See if you can do us a nice made-to-measure unit.
Yeah, but where's it supposed to go, this new unit?
Oh, we'll sort something out. It's just a question of moving things round a bit.
Look, there really isn't room.
I think you'll find there is. A bit of judicious rearrangement. Anyway, I'll go and give Jason a ring, and I'll let you know when he's coming in. Bye for now.
See you, Jack.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't despair, Betty.
I really thought those days had gone.
What days?
Mr. Woolley doing things without consulting me.
Well, I have to say, Betty, I, for one, will really appreciate having a supply of videos on the doorstep.
Will you?
Well, take today, for instance. Tim's gone away for a long weekend.
Oh, has he?
All I need now is a bottle of wine and a video, preferably something really schmaltzy, and I'll have the wherewithal for an evening of pure hedonism.
Sounds delightful. Can I come round?
Yes, but the only trouble is I've now got to trail all the way into Borchester to get the video.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning. Oh, what have you got in the way of boxes of chocolates, Betty?
Well, only what you see here.
Oh, well, not much of a selection, is it?
Oh, and please don't buy the last box of truffles. I've got my eye on those.
I think Mum prefers dark chocolate, anyway.
They're for Mrs. Woolley?
Yes, a peace offering. Brian and I were invited over for lunch today, and now he's decided he doesn't want to go.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what's got into him. He was in such a good mood last weekend, but these past few days...
Morning.
Hello.
Anyway, I'll take a box of the dark chocolates. Oh, I'm sorry, Siobhan, you were here before me.
Oh, it's all right.
No, you carry on.
Well, I suppose I'd better get this ice cream home before it melts.
Now, tell me, ladies, I'm doing a bit of market research. How often do you eat rabbit?
Rabbit?
Hardly ever.
We don't see it much these days, do you?
Well, I've seen it in the supermarket, but it's usually imported from China or somewhere, I think.
Really?
I get the feeling it's becoming rather fashionable.
Fashionable?
Well, yes, I always seem to be reading some chef or other's rabbit recipe, you know, in the colour supplements.
That's £6.80, please.
Do you know?
Why are you so interested?
Well, I've been looking round for a little money spinner. Mm-hmm. You know, some sort of sideline that would earn me a few bob.
There you go, Bertie. £6.
It was your brother Tony suggested it.
80 pence. Oh, thanks.
Rabbit breeding.
Tony suggested you should go in for rabbit breeding.
Are you sure he wasn't pulling your leg?
No, he showed me an article about it in one of the farming papers.
Right. Well, must be off.
Cheerio, Siobhan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So you're serious about this, are you, Eddie?
Why not? I mean, I bet some of them butchers that sell Bridge Farm pork and Asset Hills lamb, well, they'd be in the market for locally bred rabbit. And then there's the farmer's market, and even here.
What?
Well, I mean, you sell your free-range eggs here, don't you? How about a few free-range rabbits as well?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Why not?
I've got enough to cope with videos and DVDs.
Videos and DVDs?
Yeah, Mr. Woolley's latest scheme. We're going to have a video club.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Where's he going to get them from?
Oh, I've no idea.
Only I know where. I think I'd better have a word with Mr. Woolley.
Hi, it's me.
Hello.
Look, are you busy?
Well, nothing that can't wait.
Only, well, I wondered if we could get together, you know, just for a chat.
Well...
Only, we left things so... I'd sort of like to... Well, apologise, really.
Where are you?
I'm at home. Tim's away for the weekend.
Give me 10 minutes.
Thanks for giving me a lift.
But you do understand, don't you, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
This is a formal luncheon party for Sir Sidney and Mercedes Goodman.
I won't embarrass you, don't worry.
Perhaps it would be better if you didn't come in.
Look, I just want 2 minutes of Mr. Woolley's time, that's all. I'm perfectly happy to talk to him standing on the doorstep.
Ah, Jennifer, and... Eddie?
Brian sends his apologies. He's terribly sorry, but some work thing came up at the last minute.
So you brought Eddie instead?
No, no, no. I just gave him a lift up from the village.
Though I wouldn't say no. It smells delicious.
Eddie, what did I say?
Sorry. I just want a word with you, Mr. Woolley.
I'll go inside and leave you to it.
Oh, all right. Are you sure you won't come in?
No, this won't take a minute.
Good.
Only I just heard that you're going to set up a video club in the shop.
And DVDs, yes.
You got a supplier lined up?
Not yet, no. But...
Excellent. Because I know just the man for the job.
Who?
A mate of mine.
Oh, Eddie, I don't think...
Local
that...
fella. Real nice bloke.
I'm sure he is.
And honest as the day is long.
But the thing is...
And he can set you up with the basic start. Say, 40 or 50 movies. And then every so often, say, once a month, he'll turn them over. You know, give you 10 or a dozen new ones.
I do know one thing about videos, and that's that you have to be on the lookout for pirates.
Absolutely. Oh, you can't be too careful. Which is why I'm offering to put you in touch with my mate.
And you can guarantee, can you, that he's not a pirate?
Word of honour. He gets some ex-rental.
Oh.
Absolutely kosher and above board.
And what's in it for you?
Oh, Mr. Woolley, you're a businessman. And my mate, well, he's a businessman too. And if I can bring you two together... You know, keep the wheels of commerce turning. Do my bit for the local economy. Well, that's enough for me.
Oh.
So what do you reckon?
I reckon I'll have to think about it.
I opened a bottle of wine. I don't know if...
Yes, thanks. Yeah, that'd be nice.
So... How have you been?
Oh, you know. Hasn't been the best week of my life.
No. Cheers.
Cheers.
Look, well, I suppose you think... Oh, sorry.
Sorry. After you.
Oh, no, you go first.
Well, I was just going to say... I mean, look, I behaved like an utter prat. I mean, standing you up like that, it was unforgivable. I don't know what got into me. It's just that I didn't know... I didn't realise how badly I was going to miss you.
Well, Brian...
When you phoned to say you were stuck in Hanover and you weren't coming back, I just...
It was only business, you know.
I know. But, well, I was so horribly disappointed and I thought... Well, I thought you didn't seem to care that much.
Well, I was disappointed too.
But you sounded so... I mean, you were all cheerful and bubbly and telling me how brilliant everything was going.
Well, it was.
Didn't seem to matter to you. At least not as much as it did to me. And I thought, well, yeah, well, that's it. She doesn't give a damn about me.
But I do.
And that's why...
Okay, several dams, actually.
Oh, God, Siobhan, I'm so sorry. I'm such a fool.
I can't tell you how much I've missed you.
Have you?
All these past few days. The effort of trying to behave normally.
I really didn't mean to hurt you.
Yes, you did.
Well, yes, I did. But I just ended up hurting myself more.
Pair of idiots.
Yes.
Well, should we give it another try, do you think?
I will, if you will.
Come here.
Oh, Siobhan, I've missed you so much.
Me too.
Just to be able to touch your skin. Smell your hair.
I do love you.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.